if everybody thinks you're doing the right thing, then you're probably doing it wrong. Because most of the people are not super rich in our world. If people tell you that you're not doing the right thing, then you're probably on the right track. Yeah, at least you might be. All right. Hey, I'm getting some feedback. So if you're on the line, please mute your phone. But anyway, here's the big lesson. Years down the road, I was reading a newspaper, and it was talking about the janitor in Microsoft now being a millionaire. And I kept reading and reading and reading. And I started reading about how many times this stock had gone up and split and split and re-split and re-split and re-split. Then I took out my calculator and started doing some calculations. And when I hit over $10 million, and I wasn't done calculating yet, I quit calculating. My $80,000, my $50,000 initial investment at the time would have been well over $100 million. And I listened to my friends, and they said I was crazy, so I stopped. I wish I was Anthony. I wish I was smart enough to be like Anthony and you know, just kick them out of my car. But instead, I listened, and it has costed me, literally to date, this Microsoft stock would have been worth hundreds of millions of dollars. In fact, it might have been $1 billion by now. I don't even know. I would not be a billionaire. I would have sold stock along the way. I would have cashed it out, you know, at least some of it. But I still would have been worth at least $100 million. And all I did, the wrong turn I made was I listened to my friends. So the moral of the story, what I learned at that point and what I continue to preach to today, and I listen to it, is before I listen to anybody else, I'm going to do the research myself. I'm going to figure it out. If I had sold my Microsoft stock based on knowledge and information that I had acquired and I had analyzed, I still wouldn't be happy about it, but at least I would have made a somewhat informed decision, not something that's based on somebody else's top-of-the-head opinion. And people, that's what I share with everybody all the time. You know, when I first found New Media, the first thing I did was I called my attorney and I asked the attorney to do some research, you know, and then I called Jim and I spoke to Jim and I met Jim. I drove to California to meet with Jim. I did my research and my research says, Scott, this is something you ought to do. This is something you should jump into. And hallelujah, here we are. Amazing, 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 amazing things, you know. Hey, I got to share with you another story. Over the last 7 days, I have spoken to 3 pretty big network marketers. In fact, 2 of them were ginormous. I mean, big, 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 big guys. And every single one of them, here's what I shared with them. And one of them, or 2 of them, actually asked me the question. He said, Scott, why did you think New Media was going to be any different? What appealed to you? And I said, it was really simple for me. Number one is for the very first time, people were actually going to save some money by buying a network marketing product or service. Because every other time that I have seen, now, I can't make this claim for every. I can just share with you what I have been exposed to. And let me share with you. I've been exposed to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. For the very first time, we were going to save people money. And for the very first time, I could see people truly making some money. Everyday people, regular people. And I said, here's what I figured out. The number one problem in network marketing is a difficulty to find customers, a difficulty to recruit. When I saw new media, I said, this is going to be the easiest, simplest recruiting business I've ever seen in my life. I said, number two, every network marketing has a problem with retention. Even though they recruit them, it's difficult to recruit, number one, for a regular company. And then when they recruit them, it's hard for them to keep them. And here's the reason why. Because people join for the money. They don't join for the product. I mean, I don't know anybody who wants to drink $120, $140 worth of juice a month. You know, and same juice that you would get in the stores, or they think they can, for $7. So who wants to spend that money? Nobody wants to buy $7,000 worth of magnet. Nobody wants a $4,000 water ionizer, whatever the heck it does, machine. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants a $5 bar of soap. Nobody wants $12 shampoo. Nobody wants $80 worth of vitamins. Nobody wants vitamin C for $29.95 when they can buy it for $7.95 in the store. Nobody wants all that stuff. They want the business opportunity. They want to make some money. They want to change their life. So they get enamored by it, and they join. They'll take a chance. They join. And when 3 months, 4 months, 5 months down the road, they're not making money, the majority quit. And that's why it's hard to keep them. So retention is horrible. Here's the other problem that people have, or network marketing companies have. They have a difficult time getting people to order stuff every single month. See, the only way you have true residual income is if people are constantly buying. And if they're not constantly buying, if it's a one-time fee, one-time, you know, purchase, then there's no real residual income. There's a one-time commission, you know. So how many people want to buy that $140 package of juice every month? You know, and if it's good for me, it's got to be good for your wife or your significant other. And if it's good for them and you got a couple of kids, which was my situation, then there was four of us. And my mother-in-law was living with us. Then there was five of us. And let's round off the math. And let's say it was $150 a month. So 150 times five, $750 a month for juice. You got to be kidding me. I'm not doing it. I can't see other people doing it. And that's the problem. Well, so with new media, customers were easy. Keeping them were easy because people love the product. And nobody decides that they're not going to watch TV next month is what I share with them. So our monthly reorder is like clockwork. Nobody decides that they're not going to watch TV. Think about that. And that's what I thought would make our business different. Now, I also knew that we could put in other marketing tools that would make this so much easier for people. So, you know, I said, no disrespect to you, but I think, I don't even know what business you're in, but I think yours is much harder than mine. And not much harder, I don't mean that for you, because somebody like you, the big, capable network marketer that has a team that will follow them around, you're going to make money in whatever you do. But it's not going to last, because when the common folk get in and they start to not make money, they're going to quit. And when they quit, your business erodes, and then you're gone. You're on to your next opportunity. So I said, you know, well, what do you think? You know? And all of them said, well, Scott, you know, I'm making a lot of money in the company I'm in, so I don't think I want to change right now. And my answer was, that's 100% fine. You don't have to join New Media now. You can come in next month. You can come in next year. You can come in whenever yours starts to deteriorate and fold. But there is a very, 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 very high probability that you're coming. The only question is when. And they all kind of stumbled and hesitated for a while. And they said, Scott, you make a very good point. I said, yeah, because, you know, I mean, you can jump in after we have 1 million members. And then they started to see the opportunity slip away. I'm going to tell you, if you have a big network marketer and you want to put on our system, you know, get them on a phone call with me. I can talk their lingo. I know what they're looking for. I know what floats their boat. And I'll tell you, it's building their very last business, something that's going to last and run for a lifetime. And that's what they all want. That's what you want. That's what every single person wants. And I can explain it to them. So I will help you. If they're a big network marketer, send me an email. If we set up a schedule, I will help you get that done. So onto my training, people. I'm super excited, super, super excited about what's happening with New Media. I'll tell you that the product's getting better and better and better and better, and I hope all of you know that we can do now 4 pictures at one time. That's super exciting. The downside is I'm going to tell you that you need 4 times the internet speed and capability. Because if you don't, you put on 1 and you try to put on the 2nd, now you're going to start to buffer. Or if you're good enough to run 2 and not a 3rd, when you run the 3rd, then it starts to buffer because you're drawing a bigger bandwidth. You know, now you're testing with limitations on your end. And I can tell you, if you can run only 2 screens, you have barely enough internet capabilities. If you can run 3 screens, you probably are in good shape for watching 1 screen. And if you can run all 4 screens, then you probably got some really great internet. So I think this is beautiful because I enrolled a customer recently. And he said, Scott, you know, my service is buffering. You know, it does that spinning wheel thing. I said, do me a favor. Go to the 4 screen option. So we went to it. I said, load 1 channel. Move to the next. Load the next. What's happening? Oh, it's now it won't even, everything's, I said, it just proves that the issue is your internet, not New Media. If it gets progressively worse, that means you don't have enough internet capability. Don't worry. Don't worry. Because internet's going to get a whole lot better, and it's going to happen fast. We are already talking to people that want us to partner up. I have more meetings coming next week, but people who want us to partner up, they're coming out with a brand new internet service. They're talking about that it's not 5G. It's something that's in between. It doesn't use the 5G antennas and so forth, but they're going to use some low-level satellites, and internet will be about 4 times the capability, you know, of what we currently have. They're talking about, you know, on the bottom end, people having 100 megabits instead of bottoming out at 5 or 0, bottom out at 100 and run at 400 when you know, it's running really great. And they're talking about some really reasonable prices, and they're talking about starting right now. So our internet solutions are right around the corner, people, right around the corner. We all know cell phones and how cell phones were not the greatest in the beginning, You know, the biggest commercial most of us remember is, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Because they were talking about people dropping their coverage and all of that. And, you know, we know what happened to the cell phone industry and how it exploded and took over landlines. Same thing is going to happen with our media service. We'll go from cable and satellite to streaming media. It will happen. It will happen much faster than the cell phone industry took the landline away from them. And it will start to run really great. Is it going to be perfect? The answer is no. It'll never be perfect. Cable and satellite is not perfect. You know, I'm a business guy. I pay for my cable service still so I can do comparative research. And my cable freezes. My cable goes, the audio goes out of sync. My cable, the cable companies are starting to try to stream. My cable buffers like crazy when they go to their streaming. I mean, we are much, much better. Anyway, so back to my training thought. How do we build a giant business? How do we maximize our income? And it's really simple, people. It's duplication. Duplication, duplication, duplication. And a willingness. The question is, how willing are you to do what's necessary? You see, it doesn't have to do or deal with capabilities. It's not, we can take somebody who's not as smart and they can make a fortune. Trust me, I see it. You don't have to be a great salesperson. In fact, it works better if you're not a salesperson. You don't have to be intelligent. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be a salesperson. You can be you. All you have to do is go to work, willing. You know, we run webinars, and I see people jumping on late in the webinar, and that's an unwillingness to pay the price. Because what business could you open late and thrive at? You couldn't. So why do people think they can jump into the webinar late and build a fantastic business? You know, if people jump into this call late, how are you going to build a – that's not a real business. It's not a real business. People come to my meetings late, and I lock them out. Why? Because I have to teach them that if you really want a business, then you got to treat it like a business. And late is not a business. So, and that's only one of the things. So you have to be willing, all right? So I want you to all do an exercise. And please, the more you put into this exercise, the better off you're going to be. So if you're not driving in a vehicle, if you're somewhere where people won't think you're crazy, I'd like you to close your eyes right now. Close your eyes and clear your mind. Now, what I would like you to vision is imagine yourself standing in a wide open field, a nice area. It's got grass, and it's a pretty nice area. And in front of you is a forest, a pretty thick forest. It's a forest. And behind you, if you look behind you, it's your house, your city, where you live. I don't know what it is. It could be something nice. It could be something not so nice. It doesn't matter. It's where you currently are. All right? So imagine that. Life is what it is, but it's right behind you. You stand in the field, and ahead is this forest. All right? Now, standing in this field is a bunch of people, and it's your new media family. You know, there's some young people, there's old people, there's relatives, there's friends, there's neighbors, there's coworkers, all standing in that field with you. Some you don't recognize. All right. So in front of you is that forest. There's lots of trees and shrubs and vines and rocks and boulders and obstacles. It's not impossible to go through the forest, but it's not that easy either. It's gonna take some effort. Now, we've all heard the story that on the other side of the forest, if you go a mile through the forest, lies a city. And that city is a better version than what's behind you. Whatever is behind you, what's in front of you is much better. All right? Now, pretty much it's what you want. Whatever it's different from your current city, all right? And for different people, what's in that city will be a little different. So you lead the discussion, and you start talking to the group, and you want to find out who wants to go through the forest to get to this better place. Now, some do, and some don't. That's just the way life is. The ones that don't and choose to stay, they choose to stay because they don't believe that the city ahead is much better, or they don't even believe that it really exists. Or some think they're too old or too tired, and the reasons doesn't matter. Whatever reason is. You know, I once talked to a network marketing expert, and here people start making excuses. He says, stop. He says, one excuse is enough, because one excuse will stop you from building a business. You don't need two, you don't need three, you don't need four, you don't need five. One is going to derail your business right now. So stop. Anyway, some people don't want to go. Some people want to get there, but they're not willing to pay the price. You know, it might be family members, it might be, you know, somebody you care about. And you can choose to carry them through the forest. You can literally pick them up, put them on your back, over your shoulder, and carry them. All right? Let's evaluate this. If you carry them part of the way, when you put them down, they will either stay right there, stuck in the forest, or they'll go back to where they came from. All right, so unless, lesson number one, unless you're going to carry them all the way, then don't do it, because you're going to hinder yourself and you're not really helping them. All right, now if you succeed in carrying them all the way, they'll enjoy the new city. But what if you get too tired? What if you get injured because you're carrying them? And what if you don't make it because you don't have enough? Carry them and yourself all the way through. Now, both of you have lost, right? What if you decide to carry somebody so others that want to go decide that they want to carry people too? Now, besides hurting yourself, you're hurting other people that's carrying people. So here's a decision. You cannot successfully lead and carry people. So don't carry them. As a leader, you have to decide what you want to do. You cannot lead people to a bad choice. So, all right, we're embarking, we're off, we're going through. You and a bunch of ambitious members, you know, you're going. A couple of really ambitious people are up front with you, leading the way. You're up there and you have machetes and knives, and you're cutting branches, and you're stomping a path, and you're making it easier for the people behind you to follow, right? Along the way, a few people decide that they don't either trust your leadership, or they think they're smarter, and they want to blaze their own path and veer off to the side and go a different route. You know, you're going to advise them that's not the smart thing to do, but they choose and they go. And they might turn around and come back and rejoin you, but most of those that blaze their own path, you know, they have a 90% chance of failure, right? So you advise them, but you keep forging forward, and you keep going. All right, a while later, you arrive at your destination. Now build this image in your mind. I hope you're following me. You arrive at your destination, and it's a great city. It is cleaner. It is safer. There's lots to do. People are happy. And it's wonderful. It's a big city. It's a big city. Right? And then it's great. And everybody who came are glad that they came. But we hear that another mile through the forest lies a better place. So you have another discussion with your group, and some will choose to stay in that little city, or not little city, big city, this nice place. But some of you say, well, I'm willing to work harder to get to a better place. So a smaller group starts to move forward. You forage through this area. You know, some of the same issues still occur while you're on your journey through this forest. Less, because this group is more focused and they learn from the lesson in the first journey, right? And you work and you work and you work and you work. You go around rocks and, you know, there's thicker branches. And some find the trip too difficult. And they turn back and they go back to the first city. And that's okay, right? But the rest of you arrive. You arrive at city number two. Now, city number two is a little smaller than city number one, but it's better. It's got more open space. This city, everything is better in this city. The clean air is even cleaner. The water is even cleaner. People are great. People are less stressed. People living there are more friendly. You know, less crime. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. But again, we hear about this story about another mile. There's another city that's even better. Guess what? More people decide that city two is better than city one, and I like it. And they stay in city two. So your group shrinks again. But the rest of you forage forward. So your group keeps getting a little smaller, but they're more focused. These people are just really focused and more determined. And almost nobody turns back, but a couple do. They say, you know, yeah, I thought I wanted to go, and I really want to go, but, you know, city two was good enough for me. It was great. I mean, life's good there. I'm going to go back. So a few go back, and some of you keep going. And then you get to the next city, and everybody is amazed. In this city, nobody works. I mean, there's abundant laughing and smiling. It's a wonderful place, you know, and it's just absolutely fantastic. But guess what? You hear another story about another city that's even better. And you know, almost everybody decides to stay there, but a handful of you, a few of you, you can't help but wonder what's in store in that final destination. So a couple of you, you push forward. Onward and upward you go. You know, for some reason, this trip seems longer than the rest. It's a little more difficult. It's thicker. Not many have gone there, you know. So a couple decide that, you know, the city behind me was great. It was good enough. And they go back. And a few of you keep working, keep working, keep working. And you arrive. You arrive at the promised land. It's everything you had hoped for, everything you dreamt about, everything you imagined. Here, you are set for life. Your children are set for life. Your grandchildren are set for life. If you don't do anything foolish and squander what you have, you know, you can set up a real destiny for anybody you care about, you know. everybody's marveling at what you have. Some are envious, you know, but I'll tell you what, you paid the price. You worked your butt off to get there. You know, many more follow along the path you blaze. Grateful for the price you paid. Years later, you visit the path that we created, and you notice that some of the vines are growing back, some other boulders have rolled into the path. The route is now not as straight and more windy, so it's longer, and the path is not as wide as we made it. It's starting to shrink. You know, it's starting to become more difficult to get to these cities. It's still possible, but it's a harder, longer, more treacherous route. Hey, people, that's our new media opportunity. You know, right now we are the trailblazers. We create the path. There is nobody that's done it ahead of us. It's all hard work. Some of us have arrived at city number one. What's city number one? You know, to me, city number one is where people are having a $500, $1,000, $1,500 residual income. They've already done it. You've built enough of a business that you can have an extra $500 to $1,500 extra coming into your pocket every single month, no matter what else you do. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And let me tell you, for the average person, an extra $500 changes their life. Absolutely changes their life. Do you know, for the average person, if they put an extra $500 against their mortgage, instead of paying it off in 30 years, they pay off their mortgage in 12 years. How would you like to be mortgage-free in 12 years versus 30 years? And then spend all the mortgage money. You know, enjoy all the mortgage money. That's city number one. It's a great place. And a lot of people will stop there. City number two will be people making $5,000, $10,000 a month, residual income. City two allows some people to quit working. You know, you don't have a lot of money. In my opinion, you don't have a lot of money. But if you wanted to, you could quit working. You know, you can't spend like crazy, but you can quit working. Life could get a lot easier, a lot simpler. If you wanted to run around with the kids or what, you know, you can do that kind of stuff. And life gets better. You can actually relocate. You can live in a better place. It's simple. City number three, to me, is people that are making $25,000, $50,000 a month. I mean, this is a really nice place. At $25,000 to $50,000 a month, you know, you don't have another job. You don't have a job. You're just new media. You get to travel a lot. You get to enjoy a lot. You get to buy that bigger, nicer house if you want. And it's coming every single month. I mean, it's a lot. You can almost buy everything you want. Life's great. Life is great at that point. But if you keep going, you get to a point where people are making $100,000 a month or more. And $100,000 a month or more, over $1 million a year. You're debt-free. That big house you bought is cash. The nice cars you have are cash. You're donating money, helping charities. You know, you're helping people change their lives. I mean, people respect you. People love you. You all your friends are really wealthy, too. So you get to travel with them. And life is crazy, crazy, crazy good. Now, people, I see that. I've seen it. I've seen network marketers do it. Most of it don't last, though. They get there, and then it starts to evaporate, because as the business evaporates, they evaporate. You see, their city number one stinks. You know, if you look at a company's annual income disclosure statement, so you can open your eyes now because I want you to see reality. If you look at a network marketing company's annual income disclosure statement, you're going to discover that 80% make nothing, and 18% make hardly anything. So 98% make hardly anything to zero at all. Wow. The top 2% are earning a decent living, and 0.2% are making a lot of money. But here's the problem. See, the 80% are going to churn. They're going to quit. And the 18% are going to quit too. And when the 80 and 18% quit, the 2% start to become part of the 18%. Their income starts to diminish. Before you know it, it all evaporates and goes away. So we have to help these people. Put them into a business that's actually truly going to change their life and change their future, and new media is the answer. Now, are there guarantees? There are no guarantees in life other than eventually we're going to all die, and if you don't pay your taxes, then you're going to go to jail or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. But other than that, there's no guarantees. But it surely looks as rock solid as I can imagine. I can't see how or why or what's going to prevent us from doing whatever we want. So people, get focused. Be willing to pay the price. You have to lead by example. So let's rewind to that story. If you are a City One kind of a person, when you get to City One, almost all of your people will stop in City One. Now, some will tag on to the leaders, the other leaders, and follow. And you might get lucky and make more money because they're in your business and they're building a bigger group. But probably not. You know, if you stop in City One, pretty much everybody you enroll will stop in City Number One. If you forge to City Number Two, then some of your people will be with you in Two. Some of your people will be in City One, which just makes you more money. And some of your people may decide to move forward. But most of them will be City One or City Two type people. Now, if you move to City Three, then you'll have some people in City Three with you. You have some people in City Two and some people in City One, which builds you a bigger, better business, right? And again, you might, probably not, but you might have somebody that takes it to City Number Four. But if you work your tush off and you get to Four, then you might have one or two people with you in City Number Four. You'll have a bunch more people in City Number Three, a bigger group in City Number Two, and an enormous amount of people in City Number One. What I'm trying to share with you is people will tend to follow what you do. Now, some will drop off along the way, but it's really rare to get people to do more than you do. So whatever level you want to be, you have to be willing to lead them to that point. You have to be a guider, an influencer. If you are late for meetings, guess what? You guide everybody to be late. If you don't treat your business like a business, then people will tend to not treat it. You are going to duplicate what you are. If you want a phenomenal, striving business, if you want people in your business to be honest, then be honest. If you want them to work hard, then work hard. If you want them to be punctual, then be punctual. If you want them to be knowledgeable, then be knowledgeable. If you want them to be a product expert, then be a product expert. If you want them to be a business expert, then be a business expert. You know, I will share with you, I am not a product expert. I am not a product. I am sufficiently good at using the product, but I'm not an expert. What do I know really well? I know how to make a lot of money. So if you want to make a lot of money, then come follow me. Why am I not a product expert? And why am I a business building expert? It's my choice. It's what I want. It's what I choose. So last lesson before I cut out here, because I gotta leave, because I have a whole bunch of people in my office waiting for a live meeting. And like them, I don't want them to be late, so I can't be late for my meeting. It's really simple. I want them focused. I have to be focused. I want them dedicated. I have to be dedicated. I want them to sacrifice. I have to sacrifice. And there's nobody that's going to do it more than me. So here's my last thoughts. Anybody can do this. Anybody can. You're helping people. You're saving people. People may not see what you want right now or see what you want for them right now, but they will come. So new media, millionaires, hallelujah. We are arriving. We are getting there. Congratulations. There are a lot of people making a lot of money. Again, I am super excited. I'm more excited today than I was yesterday or was last month or next week. I can't imagine how I get more excited from here, but I can guarantee you I will. Do I ever get down a little? Yeah, I do. I do. I get tired. But I don't share that, and I don't show it. I don't want you to share that and show that. We're all human. You have to share your best. When you meet your members, when you are leading, put your best foot forward. Lead with a smile on your face. Help people get what they want, and you will have a successful business. So, Anthony, back to you, my buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. All right, guys, take that to heart. I mean, how true is that? Is, you know, what you do, your team will do. It's that simple. It's really that simple. And one thing, you know, I wish Scott would have mentioned, I'm going to mention it, is if you're out there only getting trials, your team is only getting trials. If you're out there getting promoters, your team will be out there getting promoters. Think about this. It's $149 to become a one-star promoter. How much does somebody's cable bill cost, average cable bill, $100, $120, $130? So for $149, they sign up as a one-star promoter, and now they're able to partake in the residual income that that they would get otherwise. So when you're selling the story, sell them the story on, hey, for $149, when you start sharing this, you're going to be making money down the road, as opposed to just get them on a trial, hope they turn into a subscriber, and then, make $10 per month. You know, the upfront bonus that we get when we sign up a promoter is that's the fuel that gives us the money to go out and promote and advertise and do all that stuff, guys. So if I could encourage you to do anything today, it's focus on promoters. Guys, one thing I want to mention too, hey, football season is coming. And I wanted to point out something to you real quick. So Daniel Singleton shared this. Thank you, Daniel. Football season right around the corner. Regular season NFL Red Zone starts September 5th on Channel 99 and on Channel 263. Preseason is on Channels 97 and 98. And so lots of fans are going to be able to take advantage of the four-screen viewing, again, if they have the right, you know, internet speed and everything. But you should be figuring out right now, because it's September 5th, that's right around the corner. How are you going to promote new media to these folks? These guys pay hundreds of dollars to have their Red Zone and their other football content. So take advantage of that, guys. And you know what? Just do something productive. Figure out what city you want to be in and get there. Okay? Get there and stay focused. Focus is the key. Focus on the future. We'll talk to you guys next week. Take care.